We are joined by Jeffrey Sarah McCord of the UNC Parse Center for Ethics. Following the North Carolina, I haven't jumped ahead to the national one, the North Carolina High School Ethics Bowl, which took place just a couple of weeks ago. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
And we talked about the Ethics Bowl before it took place, but I had an opportunity to judge it, and you were there, and it was just a really terrific event that I just want to say more about, because it really is, I mean, it's a great event. A bunch of high school students from this area especially were there talking about and really delving into some very difficult ethical questions and really challenging themselves to think, which is something that was just really heartening to see. So what was your take on it? It was a really good day.
It was a wonderful day. Yeah. This is our third annual, and a striking thing for me was the whole event came off without a hitch at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's thanks to Caitlin Kaiser and Katie Fanfani, who have organizing this event down to a science, mm-hmm. I think. As you know, we had 14 teams from North Carolina.
Southern Virginia, North Carolina's hat.
Is it right if I just remind people of what the event itself is?
Oh, yeah, please
is?
Do. Okay. Yeah, because this is a really cool event.
Okay, so the way it works is early in the year, a series of cases are distributed across the country. Mm-hmm. We've got regions, you know, in Oregon, in California, in Texas.
Yep.
Teams at local high schools then study the cases, think through the issues. There are study questions that are distributed. Coaches work with them. It's all extramural.
Mm-hmm.
In the event, as you said, we brought 14 teams here.
Mm-hmm.
The way the rounds work is first round, their randomly selected case is given to them mm-hmm. with a new question that they haven't been given before. And the first team that's selected at random has to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
The responding team does not have to disagree with them. Mm-hmm. This is not where you're assigned a side. Whichever team wins because it thought more carefully and perceptively about the ethical issues.
And in a couple of the rounds that I judged, the other team made it a point of saying, we agree with you. We think team A is correct on this issue. We just want to probe a little bit further.
Exactly. Yeah. And that can be a winning strategy.
Yeah.
So they go back and forth, and then the judges ask questions. And this is one of the most wonderful parts of the event, because the only way to prepare is to really have thought carefully about the case. Mm-hmm. And when the judges do their job, which they did wonderfully, they ask questions that probe at the issue from a new direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then to watch the kids wrestle with it and come up with answers together is just wonderful.
Yeah.
As I said, this is our third.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that struck me the most was the level of play. The differences between the teams was very small.
Yes.
And all of the teams, every one of them, played at a level that was above the average of last year's.
Yeah.
It was really remarkable and very heartening that the teams that have been at it a little while really know how to think
they
through these
improving.
Issues.
Yeah. Every single year. And we're talking with Jeffrey Sarah McCord of the UNC Parse Center for Ethics. And congratulations to the North Carolina School of Science and Math, because they were the state champions this year. Last year, it was East Chapel Hill, right? And they ended up winning the national championship.
That's correct.
So very high-level competition here in this region, and fittingly, because all of this, the Ethics Bowl, really did it originate here in Chapel Hill, or you're sort of a driving force behind it nationally?
So the National High School Ethics Bowl is based here at the Parr Center.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of regional high school ethics bowls that were started independently. And what happened was we realized that there was this opportunity and met together and
consolidated and national thing,
set up the Parr Center as the home and headquarters, as we call it.
That's really cool. And talk about how important, and like speaking with the head of the Ethics Center at UNC, how important ethics is generally, and particularly for students in high school, because I think there's so much talk about K through 12 education and the difficulties and the challenges that schools are facing. And one of those challenges is that a lot of the like civics classes are being cut, and critical thinking is being cut, and reading is being cut, and all of those things are sort of having to fight for to justify their existence. And this is an opportunity to bring critical thinking back to the fore, which is so important.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think an important aspect of the way the National High School Ethics Bowl is designed is it doesn't impose itself within the curriculum. Mm-hmm. It's an extracurricular mm-hmm. event. As a result, it attracts students who are interested in talking about mm-hmm. these issues. My experience as a high school student way back when and watching my kids is that high school students are really primed for the opportunity. And one of the sad things is there are very few opportunities to talk in depth about ethical issues mm-hmm. and to do it in a context where you get help to make progress on them. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what we're after with the coaching is to provide students with the tools to think effectively and fruitfully about ethical issues, to be able to separate out what the good arguments are from the noise, mm-hmm. to recognize when a soundbite is representing something really crucial and when it's misdirection. Mm-hmm. I think that's the real value here, is that the students who participate get real help in thinking analytically through pressing questions with tools that they'll be able to use the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. And on questions that relate to the life of a high school student, questions that relate to politics in general, questions that relate to just sort of interacting with each other on a day-to-day basis, whether you're a high school student or not, there's a really wide range, which is also really cool.
Right. And that's one of the things we
work
hard on.
And some of the students were developing the questions, right? I know some of the people who were there at the Ethics Bowl were very proud of having written some of the questions and developed them.
So we have a case competition mm-hmm. that is supported by ECOA, which is
which is not a bacteria that you need to know about.
Yeah. it's an association for compliance officers. Mm. And they fund a national competition that invites high school students to submit cases. Mm. And we have over 120 submissions.
Wow.
And they are wonderful. Just reading them is inspiring, because mm-hmm. the students have taken the time to frame cases in realistic ways that raise important ethical issues. Mm-hmm. And to see how effectively they've done is really inspiring.
And just to be able to recognize that there is an ethical issue, because I think right. so often, and this is true of everyone, adult, student, kid, everyone in between, that we tend to see things in terms of black and white. There's a right answer and a wrong answer, and there's no middle ground, there's no gray area. This is just the act of coming up with difficult ethical questions is a recognition that there are difficult ethical questions where
right.
there isn't an obvious right answer.
Right. And that's not to say that there aren't many questions
right.
for which there is
an
obvious
right answer. Yeah.
But you're absolutely right that part of the trick with these cases is to develop them in a way so that nuanced, subtle thinking mm-hmm. comes into play. Because these are just the issues that if we don't have the tools to think about correctly and we find ourselves in them, we stumble.
Mm-hmm.
There's a real ethical liability that's at least reduced by having the tools to think it through clearly.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Jeffrey Sarah McCord of the UNC Parr Center for Ethics, and I have to thank you for assigning me a couple of really good rounds, because I know that the four teams that I judged all made it to quarters, and the first round that I judged was Science and Math versus Carolina Friends, and they both finished in the top three. So I know that I got to see some extremely high level, and that was obvious just in the rounds themselves. High quality, critical thinking and discussion, and students who are willing to sort of think through some of the elements of their arguments that they hadn't considered until they were standing right there, which was also really cool. So tell us about the National Bowl.
Well, the National, the most important thing for you to know is when it is,
yes.
which is April 10th and 11th here on the Carolina campus.
Mm-hmm.
It's the North Carolina Bowl, we had 65 volunteers participating. Mm-hmm. These are people from around the community. I want to emphasize how valuable the volunteers are. We need judges. We need moderators. We need people to just help make everything move along.
Yep.
So I hope anybody in your audience.
Presumably in the back room, yeah.
Exactly. So we're going to have 22 teams mm-hmm. from across the United States, different regions, and one from Canada.
Okay.
So it's a National High School Ethics Bowl plus one, just as ours was the North Carolina High School plus one.
Yeah, yeah. Honorary Americans.
Right, exactly. Yes. Yeah. I didn't say that.
Everyone from Canada is going, we're Americans. It's North America. It's all together.
Exactly.
What
exactly.
You're talking about, yeah.
So I really want to encourage people, if you're at all interested, you can come and just watch one round, mm-hmm. or you can volunteer. We have a judges training program. That was another nice thing, was to see how much agreement there was in the judging mm-hmm. and how close the scores were. It really gives you confidence in the fairness of the process.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if you're listening out there and you're interested in this, it's a great opportunity, even if you're not volunteering, just to come and watch and see how it's done, because we listen to cable news. We listen to, and I'll call out talk radio on this, even though we're a talk radio station. Like and political debate in general is so, I'm not going to say unethical, but aethical, I guess I should say, or non-ethical. Mm-hmm. That it's refreshing and sobering to go and watch high school students figure it out in a way that our legislators and political pundits seem to not be able to. So the more we can get this out there, the better, I think.
I couldn't be with you more. Let me mention that, we had the 14 teams this time. Mm-hmm. If anybody in your audience has kids in high school who'd be interested in starting a team, mm-hmm. we provide coaching, support in all forms. So I really want to encourage people to look into the possibility of starting high school teams across North Carolina.
Yeah, and some really good ones already here at Chapel Hill Carrboro. So get Orange County in on this and all of the
more of Durham schools. We have Hillside. We'd like some others.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, Chatham schools as well. Get those in. Yeah.
Yeah. But in Wake, in Charlotte, mm-hmm. If we can't provide the coaches in person, some coaches are available at other universities, mm-hmm. and we can also do Skype coaching. So it really should be across the state, from the far east to the far west.
Absolutely. And as someone who did policy debate in high school, which is sort of the opposite of this, it's very competitive, very high speed, cutthroat, argumentative. This is so much better. So much better.
I'm pleased to hear you say that. Yeah.
All right. So the National High School Ethics Bowl, April, what did you say, 9th and 10th?
10th and 11th.
10th and 11th on the UNC campus, brought to you by the Parr Center for Ethics. And if you want to know more, it's on, there's a website.
Yes. So NHSEB, National High School Ethics Bowl, .unc.edu. Mm-hmm. Or go to the Parr Center page and you'll find a link. Mm-hmm. I also just want to take the opportunity to thank the Department of Philosophy, which is a very strong supporter of this, and our outreach program, but also the Squire Family Foundation, which has been heavily involved from the very start in making this happen, and the Ethical Humanist Society, who's joined us as a community friend. That's one of our donor levels. We also have anonymous sponsors, individual sponsors. If anybody is in a position to help support it, Glaxo, GSK, mm-hmm. is a very substantial supporter. BB&T Bank is as well.
All right.
So I hope we can get some more support as this is growing tremendously.
NHSEB.unc.edu is the website. So go there and learn more about it. And again, a great opportunity because it's here in Chapel Hill to see the National Bowl in April. Jeffrey Sarah McCord, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron.
We will see you again later on this year, I think.
I hope so. Right. Thanks.